WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show, as we're underway here for a Tuesday that's going to feel like a Monday. It's one of those times. It happens after Memorial Day and Labor Day every year. You just go, it's Monday. It's actually not, which is a good thing. A shorter work and school week, and people always appreciate that, even in the best 5 minutes of the day with Jason Cairns. Good morning.
Good morning.
Seems like Saturday breakfast was a long time ago. We had a good conversation.
Yeah, we did, and it does feel like a long time ago, though, as you said, I woke up thinking, oh, it's Monday today, and now that you just said that, I was like, oh, yeah, it's not our Make Us Laugh Monday, we're on Tuesday.
So. That's right, and every day now, we're one day, well, I guess you're a grandpa already, but the official arrival coming sometime in June, and saw some wonderful pictures of your expectant daughter on Facebook.
Yeah, it was really neat. I didn't remember or didn't know that they were doing pregnancy photos. And yeah, very photogenic, beautiful, beautiful pictures. And fun to watch, or fun to see that. And yeah, amazing. I was just saying to you before we got on the air that they chose not to use me. And, you know, I would have thought with the way I'm able to photograph bugs, they would think transition to people, but apparently not.
Well, so. maybe you'll get to take pictures of the baby. I mean, you know, she's a baby. I imagine. I mean, do you have a bumblebee outfit ready to give her or what?
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah. We have several bumblebee sorts of things ready for the baby. So you bet.
Now, you don't know. I mean, I think we can say that. I mean, we don't know, boy or girl. At least mom and dad are keeping that to themselves.
Yeah, we don't. John and Grace both know what they're having, but they've done an amazing job of not letting any of the rest of us know what they're having. So,
yeah, good.
Soon, less than, I think the due date is less than a month away.
Yeah.
So,
I can feel the excitement just from the Facebook photos there, so in the comments.
Yep, absolutely.
Let's see. Also, since we last spoke early Friday morning, we've got another high school graduate in the Halverson House, the fourth of our kids, Elena, graduating in the ceremony Friday night at Eau Claire North. Everything pulled off. No showers or anything like that. So that was good.
That was really neat. Yes. To see another one of your kiddos going through again. That, we keep kind of marching along in terms of getting older and watching our kids get older.
Yeah. A very large graduating class at North. Apparently, that the year that she was the freshman is the year that they kind of altered the lines in terms of Memorial and North and kind of evened out the enrollment. And so, I don't know. My class, I remember 40 years ago, was like 396. Elena's, I think it was 400 plus maybe even. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
My graduating class had 52 people.
Yeah.
So
Peggy's was 30, 36 at Plum City, I think, back in the day. So
Yeah. Cool.
All right. Well, we have Galatians 1 we're trucking along with here this morning, I think verses 15 through 17, right?
Yeah, it says, but even before I was born, God chose me and called me by his marvelous grace. Then it pleased him to reveal his son to me so that I would proclaim the good news about Jesus to the Gentiles. When this happened, I did not rush out to consult with any human being, nor did I go up to Jerusalem to consult with those who were apostles before I was. Instead, I went away into Arabia, and later I returned to the city of Damascus.
Hmm. Speaking of God's marvelous grace, we've got a song in that regard from Micah Tyler coming up. But first, here's what Jason says in his devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved. I chose Paul to be a minister of grace. When he finally saw my son for who he is, he could think of nothing else but to share the good news. After he was converted, he spent 3 years in Arabia and Damascus listening to my spirit rather than immediately going to the 12 in Jerusalem. Thoughts?
Yeah, you know, there's so much of that, and I found this when I was working through Acts, that there are just so many details that I wish I knew more about. You know, like Paul's time in Damascus, and you know, and all of these things. And what was it, you know, to be able to sit down with Paul and say, boy, what was it that really stirred you and shook you and really changed this trajectory for you?
To me, I guess, you know, where it talks about when he finally saw my son for who he is, he could think of nothing else but to share the good news. I mean, over the years, I guess, evangelian or evangelical, to me, I like the definition that, you know, this news is so good, I can't keep it to myself.
Yeah.
And as a guy who's in the broadcasting field, I mean, part of why I knew this was the field for me was like, you know, I I probably couldn't keep the secret that Grace and John are keeping in terms of the gender of the baby. And so, you know, that to me was it is. It seems like the definition of maybe evangelicals gotten marred in recent years, but the fact of the matter is, at its root, at its core, historically, I kind of like that one.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, yeah, good stuff. Kind of camping on the beauty of God's grace.
Yeah, and you know, it's too good not to share. All right, thank you, friend. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Our friend Jason Cairns here on WWIB. Recapping the weekend here, WWIB, on a Tuesday that feels like a Monday. Keep reminding you that here on WWIB, but really, really is a Tuesday, May the 30th. And Caleb, you know, the recap, you can lead us off today.
Well, it certainly was nice to have that extra long weekend, so three-day weekend, and thank you so much to all the folks who work on that long weekend, work on Memorial Day and such too, because there are always things that get forgotten that we needed for our celebrations and such. So appreciate you guys. And Saturday, a lot of errands and things to be run, but we enjoyed a stop. My family did at Whirlybird Coffee Co. And we hadn't been able to be there all together as a family for a bit. So we were able to go over there and support a local small business, ran a lot of errands and got some things done then. And Sunday was potluck Sunday at church. So enjoyed a full house there at church and some time with family afterward. And then Monday, kind of a familiar destination, Park Falls, for Memorial Day. Of course, before my grandpa passed, we went up there pretty much every Memorial Day, it seemed like. So a very familiar road to drive. But this time, my older brother, who lives up in the Shawamigan National Forest up there, invited the family over. And so we got almost the entire family all together at his house, and just a great time seeing all the cousins playing together, and really enjoyed some sweet time together as a family before driving back late last night and getting ready for the next day.
Give me just a little bit of a report. Give us about the Friday night drive-in graduation on WOGO.
Yeah, just again, we had, I think, almost 300 seniors participating for Chi High, an absolutely beautiful night. Podcast is up at WOGO.com, and we've got links there for the video broadcast as well, too. And certainly it was interesting to see, as always, not only the decorations, but the variety of vehicles that some of the kids are going to drive through in. We had two tractors. We had, it looked like a hybrid motorcycle and car. And we had a horse as well, too, in the procession. So very interesting to see their unique personalities come out.
Fantastic. For me, the front end and the back end of my weekend having to do with our youngest, Elena, graduating from Eau Claire North High School. A more traditional graduation in the parking lot. Lots of chairs there at Eau Claire North, thankfully, weather permitting. And a lot of several different musical entries by those, either instrumentally or vocal, was a nice addition to the program. And great to see her graduate. And then we kind of capped it off, grilled out with some chicken last night. So the grill still works after all these years.
That's
and
good.
Yeah, and fun to do that. And we played Elena Jeopardy. So we've done this before. And some of the categories included some of her favorites or food goals or have I ever. So we had some fun with that last night. And in between over the weekend, saw that the finish of that amazing Boston-Miami game. One of the great finishes, but then the Celtics couldn't get it done, so they lose. So just some of what I did this weekend.
It's Tuesday Trivia on the WIB Wake Up Show. What's going to happen this week? Will we have another elongated Tuesday Trivia that takes it to the very last opportunity on Try It Again Thursday? Or will you all figure it out right away? We don't know. That's the fun.
The last couple weeks have been something. We thought it was a big deal just to make it to Thursday. The previous week went even longer this past week. So the last couple of weeks. So again, 723-2555. And what's the prize?
The prize, well, let's give away another Jesus Revolution digital movie download.
Uh-huh. Good idea. All right, so again, 723-2555. I've got the question today. And again, we try to find a question that's not Googleable. That is our challenge as your hosts. Sometimes mission impossible, but we're faring okay lately. So I went to get Caleb this shirt for his birthday this past Friday, which, again, he was working a lot on his birthday, and it's his anniversary, he's working a lot. But here's the deal. I went into Shields, and I heard a song that we play here on WWIB, and I'm like, wow, Christian music throughout this whole giant sporting goods store. You tell me the group at 723-2555. Well, you tell me the artist that I heard here on at Shields.
And this is the thing. I think we're already making it easy by saying you don't have to name the artist and the song.
Yeah.
We're just saying, name the artist that Halvel heard at Shields over the weekend. CCM artist. We play this artist here on WWIB. What artist could it be? 715-723-2555 for a Jesus Revolution digital movie download. We will send that right to you wherever you might be in Western and Central Wisconsin. And of course, if you haven't won anything from us in the past 30 days, you are eligible to call.
So, 723-2555. It'd be great to win this particular one. And again, last week it took 90 answers before Karen got the right answer. This week we'd like to solve it before that.
I do think that will happen. 715-723-2555. So again, name an artist, a CCM, contemporary Christian music artist, that we play here in WWIB. What do you think Halvel heard at Shields?
Now, listen, I think that some people are still going to school. I know in our house, Michael still has 4 days, but Elena, the senior, she's done. So maybe the fields are not quite as full of contestants, but as I say Fields, it's PCD John Fields on the line with the first guest. Good morning.
Yes, would have been Phillips, Craig, and Dean.
It was not Phillips, Craig, and Dean, but there you go.
Okay.
Thank you.
Try again, John.
All right. Yoda wanted to chime in, too, so all right. 723-2555, and again, what artist did I hear as I went into Shields to get Caleb that Packer shirt last week? Good morning.
Stephen Curtis Chapman.
Yeah. Stephen Curtis Chapman, great one.
He's my favorite for sure. It was not him. So not, we're 0 for 2.
Not PCD, not SCC. What artist did Halvel hear at Shields over the weekend?
723-2555. We'll take your guesses on the air. It was a bit of a gap, but we got somebody back. Good morning.
Good morning. Is it Need to Breathe?
The Need to Breathe.
Ah, they're another great group, but not them.
715-723-2555.
Hi, what's your guess?
Is it Mercy Me?
Mercy Me, outstanding group that has some kind of mainstream crossover to some degree in the past, but not them.
Well, we have four guesses in, and again, a lot of options out there.
And again, when you say that, you know, in a store like that, maybe the first inclination would be like, who is interesting? You know, there's one particular CCM artist who's been getting some attention for going mainstream that has not been guessed yet, but is that the one or not? 723-2555, hi.
Amy Grant,
yeah, over the years, maybe, but not Amy.
A lot of good guesses. Not PCD, not Stephen Curtis Chapman, not Need to Breathe, not Mercy Me, not Amy Grant.
All right, good morning.
How about Zach Williams?
Zach Williams, outstanding. We played his duet with Toby Mac already this morning, but not Zach. All right, we'll take a few more guesses here this morning. Otherwise, this two is going to be moved on to 8:15. Who did I hear in Shields? What CCM artist did we play on WWIB when I went shopping there last week? Hi.
Hi, Lauren Daigle.
Lauren Daigle. That's the artist I was referring to. Her new stuff, maybe going to get some mainstream play. It was not Lauren, though. Kind of teased that out, I guess. Good morning, WWIB.
Is it Big Daddy Weave?
Big Daddy Weave. Ah, no. It was not Big Daddy Weave.
All of these, I'm thinking, are just some great songs. Yep. I mean, to play in Shields or anywhere. But.
Right, for sure. And I tell you what, it kind of, the well ran out here. So that's going to, we're going to almost move it. Is somebody else coming in at the last moment?
We have 8 incorrect guesses so far. Again, what CCM artist did Halvel hear while shopping at Shields?
And all right, we're out of guesses here this morning. So all right, we'll take it again at 8:15. Tuesday Trivia Part 2. The last 2 weeks, it's gone all the way to Try It Again Thursday, right?
Yes. Now, we don't know if that's going to happen this week or not, but it all kind of depends on you at 715-723-2555 up for grabs. We're going to give you another chance at winning a digital download of the hit movie Jesus Revolution. We can send that to you wherever you might be listening from. So we'll send it via email. As long as you haven't won from us in the past 30 days, you're eligible to call at 715-723-2555. And this trivia, you can't Google because it's related to Halvel's personal experience.
Yes. Last week, I was looking for a gift for Caleb, and I went to Shields, and I told you Friday in the birthday gift reveal that I got 90% off this shirt. And he was like, good shopping, Halvel. And yeah. I'm like, Caleb, you're a great shopper, too. You love the coupons and the discounts. And so anyhow, in finding this, I was really blessed as I went into the store. I'm like, hey, I know this artist. It was booming throughout this large sporting goods store. What CCM artist did I hear? Let me know.
All right. What CCM artist did Halvel hear at Shields last week? We can give you the incorrect answers. It was not PCD, Phillips, Craig, and Dean. It was not Stephen Curtis Chapman, not Need to Breathe, not Mercy Me, Amy Grant, Zach Williams, Lauren Daigle, or Big Daddy Weave. None of those, but what was it?
Yeah, let us know. 723-2555. Second round of guesses. Here we go. You lead us off. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Shelly in Chetek. Was it Rhett Walker?
Was it Rhett Walker?
It was not Rhett Walker. Sorry about that. All right, so we'll take more. 723-2555. Other guesses, other artists that we haven't named yet. Hi.
Hi. I know 2 weeks ago I heard Austin French over there.
You heard Austin French at Shields?
But yes. But was it the artist that Halvo heard when he was at Shields?
And it
Halvo?
Was not. It was not Austin French. So they mix in some CCM, I guess.
I love that they do that. Yeah. That's fantastic.
But I can tell you the song after that was not a CCM song, so it's not like it's continually. I kind of wondered, you know. I'm like, wow, is this going to be like Randy's Restaurant or what? Hi, WWIB.
Mark Schultz.
Mark Schultz.
Yeah, that was an answer to another question here recently, right?
That would be very tricky of us to have Mark Schultz as the answer.
I know. Hey, good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. My name is Kay, and I'm from Lady Smith. I'm going to say Michael W. Smith.
Smitty. Not him. All right, so kind of empty right now, but we need some guesses. 723-2555, the second go-around. Caleb, give us the fresh batch of wrong answers. What is the question even?
All right, so what CCM artist, an artist we play here in WWIB, what CCM contemporary Christian music artist did Halvo hear at Shields last week? Most recent incorrect answers, it's not Rhett Walker or Rhett Walker Band. It's not Austin French, not Mark Schultz, not Michael W. Smith. 715-723-2555. And we're giving our winner a Jesus Revolution movie, a digital download, so you can have it on your device. Bring it with you wherever you go.
Good morning, WWIB.
Hi, this is Ian Fitzgerald, Dorothy's son.
Yes.
What do you think?
I was the one that suggested Amy Grant earlier, but I know that's not it.
Okay. What are you going to say this time?
Is it Skillet?
Is it Skillet? That would tie in very nicely with the One Fest headliner for Saturday night, but not Skillet. Thank you, Ian. 715-723-2555.
A few more guesses. Hi.
Hi, good morning. Was it Colton Dixon?
Colton Dixon.
We're just going to kind of go through the One Fest artist. It was not him.
Colton Dixon, 715-723-2555.
You know, Austin French was a One Fest artist last year. Hi.
Hi, I've been Toby Mac has a new one. Let's try Toby Mac.
Toby Mac is a great guess.
Good guess.
Not Toby Mac. Hi, WWIB.
Yes, is it Zach Williams?
Zach Williams has been guessed, actually. So you can have a bonus guess. Go ahead, name another artist.
Let's say Ann Wilson.
Ann Wilson
would have been a great artist, and I bet they'll play her.
I bet they will.
In Shields.
Not Ann Wilson, though.
Not Ann.
Try again.
Hi, WWIB.
I'm guessing Brandon Lake.
Brandon Lake. Okay, sure. Not Brandon Lane.
It was not Brandon, but tell you what, we'll try to get his song Gratitude before 9 this morning good here song. On WWIB.
Thank you.
All right, good. Hi, WWIB.
Is it Newsboys?
Is it Newsboys?
Oh, the great Newsboys, and I'm sure you'll hear them sometime in Shields. All right, we've run out of answers this go around. So, again, Caleb, it's a bunch of, we got about, 15, 16 wrong answers already.
Yeah, right? I'm not good at counting. Yeah. In the moment, but I will know by next time how many incorrect answers we have. What CCM artist did Halvo hear at Shields last week? And still trying to give away that Jesus Revolution movie digital download to one of you.
All right. So, again, it's going to make the third installment here for Tuesday Trivia on WWIB. In the meantime, taking us toward the bottom of the hour, you're mentioning the movie trying to give away Jesus Revolution, another movie. I heard you play this last week from the Week Away soundtrack, the movie that was on Facebook about Christian camp. I like this rendition, dare I say, as much or more than the Michael W. Smith one from back in the day. It's Kevin Quinn and Bailey Madison on WIB. All right, we're going to try one more time. Tuesday Trivia here on the WIB Wake Up Show, Caleb.
Yes, and we have a great prize to give away, a digital download of the movie Jesus Revolution. So if you haven't won from us in the past 30 days, give us a call at 715-723-2555. What we are trying to identify is what CCM artist did Halvo hear while shopping at Shields last week? What CCM, contemporary Christian music artist, an artist we play here in WWIB, what artist did Halvo hear at Shields last week? Incorrect answers so far. It's not Phillips, Craig and Dean, Stephen Curtis Chapman, Need to Breathe, Mercy Me, Amy Grant, Zach Williams, Lauren Daigle, Big Daddy Weave, Rhett Walker, Austin French, Mark Schultz, Michael W. Smith, Skillet, Colton Dixon, Toby Mack, Ann Wilson, Brandon Lake, or the Newsboys. It is none of those.
So I was saying to you off air, I don't think we can get to 89 wrong answers. I mean, that's a lot of artists, although you never know, you know, because it could be past or present. And so we had 89 wrong answers before Karen from Conrath came through in the 845 segment last Thursday. Good morning, WWIB. What's your guess?
Okay, I'm going to try again. Is it Third Day?
Is it Third Day?
That's a great guess. Third Day. Love them.
Not Third Day. That's our 19th incorrect answer. Not Third Day. Please try again. 715-723-2555 for a Jesus Revolution movie digital download for your very own.
Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi. I'm Micah from Colfax.
Hey, Micah.
My guess is Francesca Bettiselli.
Ah, boy. That makes a lot of sense. It could be. Not her.
Not Francesca, 715-723-2555. The number to call this morning on the Wave Wake Up Show, Tuesday Trivia.
Hi, who did I hear at Shields last week shopping for Caleb's birthday?
Would it be Caleb and John?
Would it be Caleb and John? You know, I love that tie-in with PCD John. Thank you for calling in, John. It's not Caleb and John, but they're great.
He actually requested a Caleb and John song on your birthday, didn't he?
He did, yeah. I you know, love the wittiness of that.
That's John is great. Hi.
Hi, it's Barb from La Crosse.
Hey,
DC Talk.
DC Talk.
Ah, DC Talk. That would have been fun to hear them.
Yeah.
No.
Thank you for calling in from the Cooley region. We love hearing from you.
All right. We're approaching all 20-plus wrong answers. Good morning.
Hi, this is Dorothy from Eau Claire.
Hey, Dorothy.
Is it Riley Clemens?
Clemens, a young up-and-comer. No.
Not Riley Clemens.
Keep those answers coming at 723-2555.
23 incorrect guesses so far, but we only need one correct answer to give somebody the prize and end Tuesday trivia on a Tuesday for once.
I've got the song waiting if somebody gets it. Hi, WWIB.
For King and Country.
For King and Country.
For good King guess. And Country. No. Hi, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Eau Claire.
Okay.
What's your guess?
Kane.
Is it Kane?
They're coming to One Fest. No.
Not Kane. 715-723-2555. What CCM artist did Halvo hear last week while shopping at Shields?
Mary from Bloomer, the new one, Lynn D.
Oh, wow. Really going out there. Lynn D. No, was not.
I'm not even
But man, very avant-garde there, Mary. Yeah.
Yeah, good job. Mary on the cutting edge of CCM knowledge there. Good morning.
Plum.
Plum. Was it Plum?
Boy, I've heard Plum on Focus in the Family before. No, not Plum. All right, maybe a couple more guesses. Otherwise, it moves on to Wednesday. Hi, WWIB.
Is it Lauren Daigle?
Was it Lauren Daigle? I believe she was guest earlier. Yeah, so take a bonus guess. Go ahead.
Oh, my goodness.
I know, that's tough. But it's like, oh, they've been guessed, and then you've got to think on your feet. Right. And name any other artist. Go
Anybody
ahead if
else?
You want.
I can't think of one else. Okay.
No sorry. Problem. Thanks. No problem.
Hi, WWIB.
Is it Danny Gokey?
Danny Gokey. I've been fun. He's from Wisconsin. Why not in the Wisconsin Shields?
Yeah.
No. Not him.
Not Danny Gokey.
Hi, WWIB.
Hi.
Go ahead.
Is it Jeremy Camp?
Jeremy Camp.
Jeremy Camp. He's been here in concert before. No.
Our 29th incorrect answer.
Let's go for 30. Here we
All
go.
Right.
Last one. Good morning.
Hi. How about Phil Wickham?
Phil Wickham.
He's great. I'm a big fan. He's award-winning. It's not him.
Not Phil Wickham. So we have 30 incorrect answers. What CCM artist did Halvo here at Shields? But that makes me think, hey, we're getting closer and closer to the correct answer.
Yeah.
But we're going to have to wait till tomorrow morning at 7:15 on a Win It Wednesday.
Just like my favorite show as a kid, Batman, would be tomorrow. Same bat time, same bat channel. Your chance to win tomorrow morning. And again, Win It Wednesday starts after 7:15.